Share conspiracy, Trump and his flying monkeys destroyed Iowa. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 5, 2020. Left-wing pop icon Cher took to Twitter on Tuesday to blame the disaster at the Iowa caucuses on President Donald Trump and his flying monkeys. "I believe it was Trump and his flying monkeys who destroyed Iowa," tweeted Cher before issuing a stark warning. "Not kidding. Trump is about to show you evil we never knew existed." The tweet was accompanied by three cartoon-like images of the fictional characters from The Wonderful Wizard of Oz known as flying monkeys. The third flying monkey image in Cher's tweet appeared to be taken as a screenshot from within the singer's Photos app on her phone, as it also displayed the latest photos in her camera roll at the bottom of the image. "I love how you randomly save photos of yourself," noted one user on Twitter who posted a zoomed-in screenshot of the singer's latest camera roll photos, which included an image of Cher, Britney Spears, and more variations of flying monkey images, among other photos. While it is not exactly clear what Cher had been referring to in blaming President Trump and his flying monkeys for the destruction of Iowa, she was most likely expressing her dismay over Monday's Iowa caucus disaster, which involved a series of mishaps that left Iowa's Democrat Party in a state of chaos. Concern over flying monkeys wasn't the only thing that sent Cher into an all-caps Twitter tirade on Tuesday. The singer had also proclaimed Trump as vengeful, illiterate, and limp in reaction to the president declining to shake House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA's hand moments before he began his State of the Union address that evening. "Misunderstood, he snubbed her," tweeted Cher. "I've been alive through 13 presidents, and has the most vengeful, illiterate, limp, imitation of a man ever. He's also afraid of her," she added. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.